It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Wing.
And I'm Seffi.
This is how to everything shower your mind. Take the brain out, put it on the side. We're going to hose it down. We're going to dry you off. You're going to be squeaky clean. We're on a journey. By the end of, for example, August, let's say, we will be scrub-a-dub-dubbed. We're freshening up. We're cleaning house.
Yep. Marie Kondo.
Enjoy. Wow,
okay,
we're on a mission
and I am so ready for that mission.
Are you?
Yeah,
we've been sprucing ourselves up. Hey,
we have just
for you guys.
I don't feel that spruced right now though.
I feel more spruced than I did when I first got on FaceTime with you, which is
boy
something.
Do I
yeah
I was just good. Saying to you, you just cheer me up so much.
And I started singing, I think I found myself a cheerleader.
But truly, yeah, we have just spruced up quite a lot during that.
We have. We freshened up for you guys.
We're making an effort today.
We are making an effort. Let's get straight in.
Mm-hmm.
We are getting a bit, not territorial, but we're pissing all over the concept of the everything shower for the mind.
This is ours.
We're claiming it. Like, this is the journey that we're on.
We sometimes do this with, we did it with Podmothers. It's like, shit, people will take that. It's us. We're the Podmothers. No one else can take it. It's like, no one's tried. Don't worry.
No one would ever want to take it.
No one wants your weird concept. Nobody's coming, Harry. Write it on a handbag. Sell it as merch. It's like, no one wants it.
Handbag.
That's what I don't.
Insane. But this is very much our brand. I was just saying to you, we are constantly on the mission of scrub-a-dub-dubbing, squeaky cleaning the mind in the most gentle and loving way possible. Take my brain out, put it on the side, spray it, hose it down, honestly.
Hose it down.
Get a little shimmy leather.
Little blow dry.
Is that what it's called? A shimmy leather?
A chamois leather.
Oh, chamois leather. Sorry.
Shimmy. Actually, it could be called a
I am actually
a shimmy.
Shimmying.
I don't know.
I remember one time I walked around. I walked around Nebworth with my friend because I think she was
where's
from
that
Nebworth. It's just this place,
Nebworth.
And I was walking around barefoot because I only had a certain pair of shoes and I'd been out the night before and I was probably like 15. And I was wearing my dress from the night before and bare feet. God knows why she didn't lend me any shoes. It's actually out of order, but anyway.
Even some flip-flops could you spare? Even some socks?
I actually don't know why I was running around barefoot, but anyway, in public, by the way, like on the concrete, we were going and we went round trying to sell cakes that we had bought from the shop.
We went to Co-op, and we were like,
do you want to buy a cupcake for £1? And then she was quite business. She actually does sell cakes. She's very business minded.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's actually
funny.
And it
all funny. Started with you.
Wow. But another thing we did was we walked around Nebworth, I think. Or was it somewhere else? I think I might be getting my towns wrong. But anyway, we walked around
don't
and worry, I was
I've never
barefoot,
heard of it either way.
And we were offering to wash people's cars. And one man said, you've left loads of marks all over it. Why have you not used a chamois shimmy leather or whatever? So then he gave us his shimmy leather to use, chamois leather. Mm. And then we stole it.
Oh my God.
For our next jobs.
What the hell? What is this story?
I don't know. It's a weird
little
memory.
That's so not you as well. Like, that's such like, who is this girl? I don't recognize her. I can't quite make out who this is.
I was under the influence of my mate. I would never do so. I'm like so not business minded, as you can tell.
No, you are. You are.
I'm not. I'm
in
not.
A different way, though, you are.
I just wouldn't be selling cake or
no
cleaning cars.
Washing a car.
I'm not good at those things.
No, those aren't necessarily strong points. No. Of either us, of us, I must say.
Walking around barefoot, do you want me
That's
to clean
the
your
crazy
car?
Bit.
It's like, I'm all right, thanks.
Also wearing like a dress and like, it's like, I think
a little dress from Topshop is like, are you okay? Is everything okay at home?
Yeah, and no, like, generally, like, what's going on?
Like 14, 15?
Really it's really weird. Quite strange.
Anyway, so we're the kind of people that you should be taking life advice from on that note.
Definitely.
Let's get straight in, I guess.
So I think we want to do this in a few sort of sections. I hope you like this because it might be a bit of a recurring series,
energy
we're hoping.
Well, we want to take you on the journey.
We
we're
do,
clean
because
together.
This isn't a one-part thing. You don't just do one thing and, well done, my mind's squeaky
clean.
You
don't have a shower one time. You get
Wing's
dirty once again.
Chamois leathering away at our brains overnight with no shoes on. And it's not going to be clean. There's going to be marks all over it.
You have one shower, wake up the next day. It's like, well, I think you might need to shower again at
grubster.
Some point. Yeah,
absolute
little grubby
grubster.
Girl.
So getting out into the real world, I think that's a good place to start with, like, okay, so you're... Look at you. Your brain is a mess.
Jesus, look at
you. It's a total mess in here. There's shit all over the place.
Pigsty.
You've honestly let this turn to shit around here. And
it's
I speak for all of us that's like,
frankly.
Come on, guys. Let's open a window in here. Let's get some fresh air in here.
So true.
It's a mess. I think step one
You're a mess,
is we need
Harry.
To get outside. We need to see some people of the real world, not people of the internet.
No.
Those are not real people. We are not
real.
Are
not real. I think it's important to note, like, take this podcast. What we're going to do is we're going to go through the pod. You're going to listen to this. You're going to take in the advice. And then you're going to get outside and remind yourself that you are a human being living a human experience on a floating rock out in space.
Yeah.
I was saying to Seffy, like, before we started recording, I was like, the more you become embedded in, like, this... essentially like farce, like this fake world of like being bombarded with people you'll never meet and situations you'll never be in and like experiences you'll never have, you feel more and more disconnected from the reality, like the tangible fact that you are a human being, and it will make you feel worse and worse and worse. So let's cut that.
Yeah,
let's break that cycle.
Definitely. I think one of the big things that always does kind of help me, and I remember this is when I was having a lot of therapy about body image, and which I still struggle with in so many ways, but also I don't in this specific way anymore, but I don't even know if I really do anymore. I've come on leaps and bounds. But one of the things they said, they were like, when you walk onto the street, I think I've said this before on the podcast, but when you walk out onto the street, so you'll be on your social media, whatever, you'll be on online, and everyone, we all know it, they all look a certain kind of way. They, to be honest, all look the same.
Yes.
You go out onto the street and it's like, oh my God, I think I actually forgot what human beings look like. Yes. I actually think that somehow escaped my memory. Of the fact that...
Especially in the pandemic.
Definitely during the pandemic. Well, you just didn't really see anyone.
I don't see real people. I haven't seen paws in years.
Literally. That's what a human is.
I remember like seeing people and being like, oh my God, we have like paws on our skin. Like,
yeah. I thought we were in Animal Crossing villages.
I really... And it was kind of nice, but it wasn't real.
But when you go out, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot that like I'm not a failure sort of piece of shit, sort of alien person. It's like, oh my God, I'm actually like a young girl in this world who, let's say it, I would be like, I look pretty damn good on this street.
Right, there we
not
go.
Gonna lie.
Yes.
When I'm looking around the real people, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm not too sad about my position
here. Yeah, yes, that is exactly
it. I think
it.
We will forget it because it's like, as we all know, we're in these little voids where we're all just comparing ourselves to like completely obviously unattainable images, but we seem to forget that we all know they're unattainable.
100%. And it's so not grounded in anything, like, to be honest, real in your life. Like,
no,
it's so, there's so much, the energy that we're being given all the time, it's giving superficial, it's giving surface level all the time. And if you can even just get into the garden, if you have one, I don't, but even if you can literally get on your front doorstep, like if getting out into the real world is daunting for you, I think we can break it down into like some manageable chunks. Like something I always do as well, or something I always say, and something I think is a good first step is, like you said, opening the window.
Yeah.
Getting fresh air is really like, it's kind of wet paper towel and fresh air. It's like, oh Jesus, there is a real world out here. It's like, God, yeah. I was sent to welfare. Yeah, honestly.
Look at the smells.
Smell the smells.
Yeah.
See the sights.
So where would you recommend? So this first step, I think, if you've managed to get out of bed, you've managed to get out of your room. Mm. Let's say you've managed to get out of your house.
Okay.
What are we recommending? A walk? A trip to the supermarket?
Oh, where are we saying to go? I wouldn't do the supermarket. You could do, maybe.
You'll get overwhelmed easily.
It's a bit... I'm giving agoraphobia from this angle. I'm giving, like, for whatever reason, I'm finding that difficult. Mm. I even, before I got outside, like, I actually think something about the real world is it doesn't even have to be, like, get outside and see your neighbour.
No.
It is Easter as we're recording this. I feel like I'm making a lot of religious... What did I just
say? Are you? In what way?
Didn't I just... Oh, I just literally said Jesus Christ. I think I just said the Lord's name in vain. My mistake.
Oh my God. This is the day that he rose.
He has risen. But it's not even about turn to your neighbour, etc, etc. I don't think... Mm. If getting outside even is still in the future, I think getting into the real world can be as simple as... getting in the shower, or like reading a book, or listening to your favorite song, or like stretching, or like literally dancing. Like I dance around this flat 24 fucking 7.
Yeah.
If I'm home alone, I'm dancing in the living room, and actually sometimes
and I know how your Alexa just turns on in the middle
and of nowhere. Does. Yeah, she so does. I like to entertain her. And I will even go as far as to my dog. You guys don't... Maybe I should introduce him. I know you know him, but if you don't... He's a Chihuahua and Yorkshire Terrier mix, and he loves to burrow... Seffy knows this. He loves to burrow, like, under a blanket.
Many a time I've
He loves
sat
to hide
him.
Away. Yeah.
And paid
I mean,
the price,
many
times
I have nearly sat on him, yeah. And if he's in the living room with me and I'm like, I need to dance, I will actually cover him with a blanket so he doesn't watch me. Because
really?
I don't want to feel perceived when I'm dancing.
Aussie.
Like, I'll actually cover him up. Like, I'll be like, you can just stay under there for a sec. Because
you
I
don't
just
need
have
to
some
see
business.
This.
Yeah, no, you actually don't. You've, honestly, you've seen enough.
Does he ever come and
little
look?
Little dog. Sometimes he'll watch
just
me.
Be like, what's going on?
You know when a dog's looking at you, like, the judgment in their eyes, the confusion.
Just honestly confusion of, like, I don't understand. What is this?
I don't understand and I don't like it.
I don't like what I'm seeing, if I'm honest.
But I just think getting into your body, being a human, eat something amazing, have some water, really annoying, feel water on your skin, have an actual physical shower, something that is like really, like almost intrinsic to the human experience. I also saw this article recently and I didn't read it, I just saw the headline and like the kind of abstract.
Yeah.
I just saw the first few lines and it was saying like how we have, I don't know the word they used a great word and I'm just going to butcher it, but they were talking about how kind of the arts have been now misrepresented as things that you are good at or bad at rather than things that you just do, like singing or dancing or painting. Like that is intrinsic to our being as humans on this planet, but for some reason in this modern age it's not about something you just do, it's about something you have to qualify for. Like there's almost
being
a barrier
talented.
For entry of like these activities, but it's not about having a talent in them. It's about like it's literally a part of being human, is like tapping your foot or like shaking shimmy leathering about
shaking
when you hear
ass.
Rhythm. You know, it literally is shimmying. Like,
well, do you remember there was the whole conversation, I think this was a huge thing around the pandemic, and I think you can still feel the remnants of it, although I feel like we've also kind of forgotten it as a society, but the whole thing about like you don't have to monetize your hobbies, that whole thing, you don't have to monetize your hobbies, which obviously in a capitalist world it's so romanticized and like encouraged for everyone to have like a side
get out
hustle.
On the streets in your bare feet and sell cupcakes
and sell
that you
those
just bought from
cupcakes
Co-op. Yeah,
it's like you like baking, all of a sudden you have to turn that into your job.
You like chatting with your mate, all of a sudden you have to have a podcast.
You're talking, you're doing adverts on it. It's completely strange. It's completely strange.
Yeah.
And it's completely, I don't know, it's like sold as completely like the path that's how you kind of make it in capitalism. It's kind of love your job and you won't work a day in your life, yeah, sort of thing. It's like, why, how about we take work out of this?
Yeah.
Why has it got to be work?
Constantly,
and I get that it's
loophole.
Like, not everyone, like there's so many ways that, I don't know, it's a complete luxury to be able to be a baker because you love baking.
Uh-huh.
But also, say that you work in an office or say that you do fucking anything, it doesn't mean that you can't just love baking for baking and not take any photos of it, not make any money, not start a fucking Instagram of it, not start selling fucking cooking ebooks, all that stuff. If you want to do that, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. But also, you can just cook slightly shit gingerbread, me, every now and then and still enjoy it.
100%.
That's part of it. And I do think that actually is one of the huge areas of like human joy and actually like human sanity that we just completely ignore. It's like, just don't, like, that you, I kind of think you can't really be happy unless you're being creative in some way.
Yeah, because I also think, like, I don't know if I've ever, anytime I've known someone who has said they're not creative, it actually kind of baffles me, because
I think it's a blanket statement that actually, I don't think anyone means that.
I should hope they don't. I'm talking about, there's one person in particular who might not think that I'm going to talk about them, but I very much am, because I remember, and I know you know this person, I'm not going to say who they are just in case they don't want to be known as the person.
Oh,
who,
I would love to know who this is.
I'll tell you, but I'm not going to say like their name, even though some of you guys might know who they are.
Go on.
Yes. She was like,
Queen.
And she said, I'm just not a creative person, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and I've said this on the podcast before, ? I actually like refuse, kind of like, you know, on a game when like a character says something and then a character replies like ? So that's my text bubble right now is ? How can you say that? It's not real. And I think it fits into that idea of like, we're being sold certain pressures, or like there is an implication existing in this modern world where if you have something as a hobby, you kind of feel like you have to prove it.
Yeah,
and I would like to remind everyone,
for some reason,
you come to this life with nothing to prove.
Nothing to prove.
You wake up today with nothing to prove. By the way, just who you are, more than enough.
I love that as a sentence so much.
You've actually got nothing to prove today. You've done it. You're checked off. I've checked everything off your list. So you can chill out now.
Yeah,
there's nothing to prove here.
Yeah.
And I think we're so hard on ourselves, and with the idea of like being creative, there's so much pressure around like what something worthy looks like. And I think anything you feel compelled to do, and I would like to see you try listening to a fucking an amazing song like,
oh, do you know a song that I do like now?
Oh yeah.
I like shiny things, but I marry you with paper rings.
That's right.
My little sister
darling,
taught me that.
You're the one I want. Wow, what a fucking banger. And I would like to see you listen to fucking Paper Rings without literally moving a muscle. I would like to see you try.
Yeah.
And it's not about measuring the like worth of what you're contributing to society. It's about existing on the planet.
Well, because also there is no... like
there's no path, there's
there
no
there is no
route.
Measurable worth in that.
The
in
only route to the
house.
End of life is enjoyment, surely. Love,
100%.
Fulfillment, peace in your own body, in your own community. God, this is getting a bit,
who knew we were gonna
peace in your community,
but...
all right,
no, but it's so okay. True, it's
no,
so
it is
true.
So true. Show me something more meaningful than peace in your community. I'll wait. Still waiting.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Also, I think with the creativity stuff, I have a friend who I don't think she'll mind me telling this story because she'll know who it is once I say this, but we throughout school we've known each other since we were like, we became really good friends in year five, so I don't know how old you are.
Babies.
And
10?
We went through secondary school together the whole way through.
Gorgeous.
We always got the, we did the same GCSEs and the same A level. Actually, no, we did one different A level, but we always just did the exact same thing. And we
is this your friend Sophie?
This is Sophie, yeah. Hey,
can
Sophie,
we say that name or no?
Yeah, we can say Sophie.
Hi, Sophie.
I don't think she'll mind.
Lots of love.
But we always got the exact same grade in everything we did. And we were doing creative subjects. We were doing English literature,
beautiful,
drama,
great,
history we were doing as well.
Stunning.
She went on to study history.
The Holy
English.
Trinity. Actually, truly the Holy Trinity.
The best things you can study in life, I would say.
I would put English and history in there, and then I would say switch out that third for whatever is most...
Drama.
Meaningful.
Yeah,
well, you
agreed.
Had drama, for example. Yeah.
Totally. I would say drama is important for everyone, but, you know, switch it in for whatever calls
Same,
you.
Same, but I think history is drama, just in a different way. It's like, we sit around and we
talk. And English is
about...
just history and drama as well. They're all the same.
Totally.
They're all the same.
That's why I love history, because it's like, well, we're just gossiping about what people did.
Yeah.
Who did it well? Who did it badly?
Same
who
as English.
Incriminated themselves.
It's
English.
Just,
it's like,
but just in English, you get to hear
that?
Their thoughts.
And what did they say about that when they did that?
And then in iconic. Drama, you get to be them.
Well,
oh,
that's
God,
iconic.
Everything.
That's iconic. Yeah,
it's
go
everything.
On, go on, let's go.
We always got the exact same grades in everything.
Mm.
I have always grown up identifying as, even though I kind of hate...
You can't
I don't
help
know, me
that.
And my... That I don't particularly like... It feels like I'm on The Apprentice. I'm creative. I'm a creative person. I don't like it in a capitalist way.
Mm-hmm.
But I always grew up knowing that I loved making things and writing and drawing or doing the arty sides of things. I always knew that that was something I am more drawn to.
Yeah.
My other friend who was doing the exact same subject, exact same grades, everything, she was like, I am not creative. She has always said, I'm not creative. Like she,
what, Sophie?
She says, I'm not creative.
Oh, good
and
friend
she,
Sophie.
She might dispute this. If she listens to this,
I
don't know if
she
can dispute this, but we have had these conversations and I don't think she would dispute it. But she said, I don't think I'm creative. And she would always say, oh, I didn't like it when we did like creative writing. Like you would love that and I would always hate it. And I just
Sophie.
Think she's so creative because you cannot get good grades in these subjects without
being
having
a creative
mind. You just can't. So I think it just comes down to the story, as everything does in this life, everything comes down to stories.
Yeah,
it's just the story that you told yourself from an early
Literally.
age, or that you were told from an early age
also,
about who you are.
You were creative enough to tell yourself the made-up story of the fact that you are not creative, when here you are literally factually being creative.
You're a creative writer.
You're a creative genius.
You're a director.
Say. You're perfection.
So true.
It's crazy, actually.
Yeah, it's all about the stories. It's the same
it really
thing.
Is.
We've had a bit of a war against this in our previous podcast lives.
Uh-huh.
On this podcast, you can go and hear it. But we've spoken a bit about sort of, oh, I'm a morning person. Uh-huh. I'm a this person. I'm a this person.
I just
and
I just hate brown sauce. Do you guys have brown sauce? I just hate ketchup. I just
when
hate ketchup.
Was the last time
I've
you
I've never
had
liked
brown
ketchup.
Sauce.
I've never liked ketchup. It's like, why don't you give it a go again? Because you've changed a lot in the past 3 years.
Yeah.
I would reckon you could...
Yeah. It's identity.
It's totally identity. And harder, so much harder, to have a good sense of who you are, who you have been, who you can be, who you might be in the future, when you're so wrapped up in almost like, how would you describe that? Not, I don't want to say social media because I feel like it's more than that, but you're so wrapped up in kind of the abstract that surrounds
like
your life.
Presentation.
Yeah, the
as well.
Presentation of yourself and just things that you need to get back in the real world. You need to get back in your body.
Also, social media really promotes kind of, again, how do I say this? Prioritizing the way that your life looks to other people rather than doing what you actually want. And I think it's actually really good training to be like, okay, so the girls on YouTube and the girls on TikTok or on Instagram, wherever the fuck you've seen these people on the podcast, they tell you that day in the life, what it should look like of a cozy day, whatever your fucking day is, your should be, you get up and you do this, you have a shower, you wash off the rosemary oil from your hair. So beautiful. You go for a walk, you get your coffee, blah, 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 all of this stuff.
Stunning.
That gives you a path of something that could be a nice day. And I think what we, because we've seen it so many fucking times, we replicate what our day should look like from all of these other days, rather than actually tuning in and being like, pretend no one can see this. I'm not having to prove my day. I'm not having to fucking vlog my day. I'm not having to get sort of feedback on it from someone. What do I actually want to do? And I don't think that will mean rot in bed, because I don't think anyone actually wants
maybe to. For a day or two, but
definitely
and
for a day or
if
two.
It's for longer, I'm coming in again. I've said this multiple times. I was actually thinking the other day in the shower that I want to say this again, because I almost think I've gotten used to it, and I can't believe how much, sorry to interrupt, I can't believe how much this was so not in my mind. But if you are living, if you're really really struggling to live in life and you feel like you have nothing to give and you can't enjoy your life, that isn't normal. And you should go and get some help. Like, there are people out there who can help you. Like, you deserve to prioritize yourself, take the time, go and get some help, because it isn't normal. And I used to think that, like, we were all collectively, we, this human existence, we were all really depressed and everyone was just better at getting on with it than me.
No, not
the truth, apparently. No. And I have since come out of the other side somewhat, and I can see that the way that I was living was not normal. And I think when you're in it and you're rotting in bed and it feels it's an extended period of time, there's nothing you can do to bring yourself back to life, that is not normal, and you deserve to not feel that way, and we can fix that. You'll be okay long term. I think you might want to rot in bed once or twice, but I agree with
that
you
should be normalized. Like, I think
of course
the only things that a day in bed actually resting, like, we know this society is overworked. I know
active
you listening
rest.
Right now, you will feel
overwhelmed,
burnt out in some way, overwhelmed by just this life.
Can't
whatever you're
up.
Doing that I think is
a given, a
such
Florence
a normalized
given.
state. I'm not saying that's good or anything, but I think it is completely established as normal that everyone will feel just like overwhelmed, and that's just the state of things. We all just get on with it. I think it should be completely encouraged to spend that time in bed or to like rest to the level that you want to. But I do think there comes a point where you have to acknowledge when it's tipping over into like a self-destruction thing.
For
when
sure.
rest comes into a point where it's like, am I resting anymore? Like, is this actually active rest, or is this just
you're
sort of just decay?
Yeah, it's you're rotting, and you're kind of, I don't want to use the word procrastinating your life, but you are putting off your life. You're putting your life, you're pausing your life. It's
but
not
you're
rest.
Not pausing though as well. It's like you're actually just running out the clock.
Oh no, you are aging. Yeah.
It's like,
but it's okay.
Well, it's like not even age, but it's like the season is changing. Things
the time
are still
is passing. Yeah.
Time is passing. And also,
and you're
time,
not resting.
There's no better, there's no better way to spend
time.
That time that is passing than resting and looking after yourself. That is the best thing you can do, is look after yourself. But when it tips into the thing of like, okay, now I'm just waiting to feel better,
I'm not resting, I'm just passing time, I'm just existing, and it's empty
in a horrible state as
it's horrible, and you don't need to feel like that. So I hope anyone feeling like that feels like a tiny I hope you can just like catch that tiny like wave of like urge of something to catch on to that, and like make a phone call, like send an email to like get something moving, get something
get
in action.
Outside.
Yeah, get outside, get in the shower, speak to somebody that you love, because you actually long term, this is not the way that you're going to be living.
Do you know what? We were actually speaking about this before we recorded, and I feel like I say this all the time to you, and but I think this, like, I've had some hints on, said some things before on the podcast recently that I'm in just quite a terrible stage of my life at the moment. And I was saying to Wing just before, this entire year, actually, from basically January until now, has been shit. It has been such a flop. Like, I am just kind of... It has been horrible.
It's been really hard, such a flop.
I'm 100% in a flop era. And there's nothing bad about that, really, like, other than the fact it's unpleasant. But there's... I don't feel any sort of shame around it or anything. It's just, like, it is just a horrible time that I'm in right now. Like, there is...
Yeah.
So much going on. Like, I feel like everywhere I look, there's a new fucking fire going on. There's a scene in Hamilton just before he dies where
Jesus Christ, we were all so with you, and then you sit down and it's like, oh god.
Just before he dies, where he's imagined death so much it feels more like a memory, that bit when he's looking around and there's like every single issue in his life is kind of spinning around him, like Miss Mariah Reynolds is going past,
Jesus,
like, Aaron Burr's, everyone's there, and genuinely I'm like, that's kind of how I feel at the moment. Like, everything, everywhere I look, there's some sort of like disaster going on there. But yeah, I just think it's like, you sometimes do just have to let these things pass, and I know that it will pass and it will be a process and soon my life will be good again. But when you're in it, genuinely, about a month ago, I was having to be like, am I in a shit period right now, or is my life shit? Like, I actually can't even distinguish, like, is everything terrible,
or is, this just
is everything
forever?
Generally good, and right now everything is terrible. And it's been 3 months now, it's the end of March, and it is still just, everything is so fucking hard at the moment. And I don't really see it ending that soon, but I also, it can't get any worse with summer, and I'm just waiting for the day that I'm like, oh my god, I'm out of that
it's
era
getting
now.
Better,
like, I'm in the good era, my life is good again.
Can I actually also just say, just take a moment to say, I love so much, I'm really, it actually made me feel really, because I was going to say, right, let me get my thoughts straight. Just then when you were talking, you were saying, like, look, I've just had a shit few months, like, this whole year so far has
2024
has been
so
shit.
Far
it's been a flop,
down the shitter.
I think there's a huge level of, like, it takes, I bear with me guys, but I think it takes a lot of strength to say something like that. Like, I think
thank
it
you so much.
I really do though. I actually think it takes a lot to be like, look, I'm gonna hold my hands up here, there's nothing I can do. These past few months have not been good for me. Like, it takes a lot of something, because I think that concept is really wrapped up in shame. Like, it is really hard to not let that fucking wear you down. And I know, like,
yeah,
it's
well
been,
it has
I know,
sure.
I know it's been literally, I just want to take the moment, really honor the moment, and been like, this has been really fucking hard. You've been showing up week after week, and
I
even
know.
Just
which
in life,
I did think the other day, has that been a good decision, as in, like, have I been almost
too,
like,
much.
Well, I kind of thought, I haven't had any sane thoughts during this time, I don't think. Maybe
right.
I have, who knows, but
you,
like,
have.
my brain is not firing in its best ways,
of course. Yeah,
I've got a good brain, guys. I don't
you
know
do.
If you know about that.
She does, trust
I've got
me.
A strong brain.
Yeah.
But it hasn't been firing on all cylinders recently.
Yeah,
I feel like
you haven't been, your
my omega 3 is low,
of course.
It's not,
yeah,
it's not
to say the least. Yeah,
I'm just overwhelmed at the moment. And I was like, okay, that's annoying that I've had 3 months of kind of shit brain recorded. But then I was thinking, I actually honour this version of myself,
yes.
which sounds like a wanker thing to say.
I know, but it's so true.
But I do mean it in that it's like, I don't only value the version of myself that is thriving. And generally in my life, I'm extremely lucky, I must say, that usually my natural disposition is pretty happy. And that I have... I'm very happy with my life in general.
Yeah.
So when I am like this, 3 months of this, I mean, it's not feeling good. I don't really know how to cope with it. I don't really have any like mechanisms in place, but it feels completely unavoidable. It feels horrific, all of the stuff. But then I was like, I don't want to say, I was like, right, okay, I'm not recording for 3 months.
Yeek.
I don't think that would make me feel very good at all. Also,
no,
we'd be
I
poor and I'd be putting you in a very financially bad
we'd
situation.
We'd have nothing left. I'd have to come in and by myself and just kind of put on my thumbs at you
I
guys.
I would just say, I'm so sorry, Wing.
It would be tumbleweeds over here. Be like, hi, guys, me again.
Let's call in the understudy.
Yeah, Honestly, I'd maybe recruit some of you. Like, I'd be like, do you want to phone in or something? Does anyone want to talk to me?
Yeah. But I was thinking, like, I'm so glad that, because say I come in a few months when I'm feeling good or whatever, whenever things just shift as they inevitably do.
Yeah.
I would feel like, oh, that's a shame that I couldn't sort of be with that person and kind of feel that that wasn't, you know, a good enough thing to share or whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm really glad that I've just been like,
you've been here
the whole way through.
I agree.
You might not even be able to tell, but you know what?
I think for the most part, they can't tell.
It's not been a good start to the year. I will tell you that.
It hasn't, but I actually feel really, I just wish I could take it all from you, obviously. Take all of the shit.
Thank you.
Just kind of, can a syringe go backwards? Yeah, of course it can.
Yeah, yeah, you're pulling.
I'm trying to pull it out. That's sometimes what I feel like my period feels like. Do you ever feel like you've got a syringe?
Dragging.
Pulling it out of you, sorry.
Period is the weirdest. I was thinking about this the other day as well. That,
go
like,
on.
The feeling of a cervix. The fact you can feel it, the scratch, scratch, scratch of it.
Oh, I don't like scratch, scratch, scratch.
It feels like some, when
I'm not scratching my cervix.
No, 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 I'm not scratching it. That's what a period feels like, that someone is
scratching
my cervix. Yeah, because when I had a smear, I was like, that's the same feeling.
Scratching?
Yeah, it almost, maybe stabbing, to be honest.
So it's quite sharp.
Very sharp and like achy.
Yeah, sharp and dull.
Oh God, it's the
worst. A dull
worst.
Ache.
It's the worst.
What I was trying to say is I'm just so proud of you.
Thank you.
Really think that, I hope, and I think you've been really good at like giving yourself the love and like generally, like, I just think it's been really hard. So I just want you to feel like I see that and I am with you at every step.
Thank you.
I hope you feel that.
Yes, I do, completely. And you've been so nice throughout the whole thing.
Oh,
as well,
good.
So thank you.
I mean,
you
I have. Hope so. Imagine I'd been an arsehole.
And I think you've been a total bitch.
Total bitch. You've been a total cow.
You've been a cow.
You've been a right cow. Thing.
No, you've been amazing as always.
Oh, okay, good.
No, it's not honestly, over, so you're going to need to continue to be amazing.
I'm there for whatever. I'm there for literally whatever, whenever.
Thank you.
I agree with you though, because when you were saying as well about like looking back, I think you'll be happy that you almost like allowed this version of yourself to come to the podcast. Mm. I think something that crucial to the Everything Shout for the Mind and kind
of
like
what's
the key,
this whole thing?
Yeah.
Sorry
and
about
also
that.
Kind of like the key to all existence. Like I kind of think I've got a secret for the whole of humanity, is at least for us anyway. The one thing that I think I don't know if I'll ever fully get to grips with is like not hating myself and like not being so annoyed at myself, like just for existing.
Yeah.
And I think it's so important that, as you said, like you've allowed yourself to come to the podcast in like when you're not feeling your best. And I feel like as well, that's to me what the whole energy of like, if you don't hear from us, assume the worst, and kind of what I was saying before about just like when your mental health is not there. I don't want to labour the, I mean, it actually can't be overstated. Like, if anyone maybe doesn't realise that if you don't hear from me, assume the worst. And like us talking about our mental health and stuff, like, and when I say I've been in the pits, it's not a joke. Like, it's not something we take lightly.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to put this down and start skipping around. Haha, dupe them all. Running straight to the bank. No.
Absolutely not. Like,
no.
It is obviously a luxury. It's by no means like a difficult task in the grand scheme of things to show up to a podcast every week or whatever, but generally speaking we have, I hope, like at least taught ourselves, even if we haven't like shown you guys by example, I think we've shown each other, Seffi and Wing, as a duo
100%,
and I think we've shown ourselves over time, and we're working on it, the fact that you can be any version of yourself and still be valid, and you come to this day with nothing to prove, and all of the things that we just said, and like you deserve happiness and it's coming.
Yeah. So by August, are we saying, is that when we want our brains squeaky clean? We said that once. We said by August.
We did.
I don't know
say
if we said that on the podcast, in a video.
We said it in a video.
That we're like, by August, we're having squeaky clean.
Well, I just like the idea
maybe
of
not
like,
put a limit on it.
Look,
maybe you're right in that it will be a lifelong thing to like not hate yourself. To
I think it is lifelong, but I wouldn't mind us being on a sellable journey just to undercut everything I've just said and make
so
it TikTok viral.
Should we say by the end of summer? By summer.
I hope people hear the irony. Like, we are joking, but I'm being dead
no,
serious.
No, but I also want a date that my brain will be clean.
I'd love to clean your brain more than anything else.
Thank you.
I hope I you also, you, you guys need brain. To know, we're coming with the clean your brain energy with the grubbiest hands.
Totally. Like, could you wash them first?
Get your filthy paws all over their gorgeous brains. Is that what we're doing?
The filthiest
filthy paws
of
my silky drawers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're on the journey together, guys, all of us.
Okay. And this was episode one.
This is episode one.
I think it's been a strong episode one.
Me too. I've actually really enjoyed it. It feels almost like a callback to echoes of our past.
I think it is. The ghosts are glimmering with the ghosts of our past.
Yeah, our eyes are.
And that really is. Of course, we had to get a Harry Potter reference in there. Now it's classic Seffy and Wing. Sorry, I just showed you my knee on FaceTime.
And I kind of averted my gaze. I like looked away almost to keep your modesty. I saw your knee and I thought, oh, just look away.
I just lifted up my pajama trousers. Yeah, no, I've grazed my knee like a little kid.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. I must have fallen over. I don't remember.
Grazed?
Yeah. When I was a kid once, I remember thinking, you know when you graze your hands?
Yeah.
When you fall and you smack your hands and you like graze them?
Yeah.
I remember thinking when I was like 12 or something, thinking, that's probably the last time I'll do that. Like, I'm now probably, I'm not a child running around anymore. That's the last time I've probably done that. And I didn't foresee that I am someone that falls over all the time.
Also,
I'm always covered in bruises.
I think is worse than the syringe period pain. It's worse than a bruise. I think it's worse than a cut. I think a graze. There's a stinging element to it, which
there
I don't
really
like.
Is. That's wet paper towel.
Oh, a graze.
Awful. Yeah, I've grazed. I don't know how.
Oh, no.
And that's the epitome of me. I'm always hurt and I don't know how.
Oh.
Bad memory and clumsy. Not a good combination.
Not a good combination. Jesus. Okay. Well, definitely take advice from us.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Hope everyone's all right.
Yeah.
Thanks for being here.
And if you don't hear from us, assume the worst. And I'll try and sell that in an intro.
Right.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.